Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered with me, Dre Williams. And if you have not yet, hit that follow button so that you can get the latest episodes, or click the subscribe button, whichever one. Follow, subscribe, long as you join the community. And I'm just grateful that you are here. I love the support. So I just wanted to do my little thank you for the support before we jump in. So today we're talking about what it really looks like to prioritize your wellness without neglecting your responsibilities. And today's episode is one of those real life reflections, because as you mentioned, if you heard the past two episodes, we have been working on this thing called a pause. A pause is when you take a break so that you can take that moment to reset so that you can feel better moving forward. And I just started tomorrow, the No Pressure Reset Challenge for Moms begins. And if you are interested, you can click the link in the description and you'll learn more about it then. But for now, let's get into it. All right, so my real life reflection. Because I had a moment where I realized sometimes you're not lacking discipline, you just need the right support. And just hear me out. It was probably in February. I went outside with my boys like we normally do. And if you know me, you know I love being outdoors. You know I love walking. I just love moving my body. I love being active. I love the sunlight, okay? And I'm really focused on getting in the best shape of my life. But the reality is, I'm also a mom. So what that used to look like was we'll go outside, the boys will ride their bikes or walk with me for a little bit, or we go to the park. And then eventually they get tired and I'm like, all right, let's go. Or I had to slow down and reset my expectations if we were doing a walk and I wanted to go a little further and the kids were getting tired because they were walking with me. I'm like, all right, let's change the plans. And yes, and to be honest, sometimes it did suck because it's like, wow, I really wanted to go this way. But let me tell you, I started to feel like I couldn't fully show up in the way I wanted to. And I've been thinking about this for a minute to reflect on. It's like how I was contemplating for the longest about getting a stroller wagon, right? Like going back and forth, putting it off, saying I'd get it later or they could walk. In February, I was like, let's just get it. And it was a great sale on it, by the way. And when I tell you, it changed everything. We went outside, the boys would walk and run and play. Even you could put their bikes, their little balance bikes on the side of the wagon. And we just had a blast. And they were relaxed. If they get tired, they get in the wagon, they drink their water, take a snack, and then they get out and keep going. They were enjoying their rides with their bike, or they were still experiencing nature. And I was able to walk almost 2 miles, and now I'm up to 4 miles. And I would say it's in peace, but it's really not as peaceful. But it's a enjoyable walk, you know. It just still has challenges, but we can go further. I even started running a little bit, and the kids run with me. Or one of us, like my husband, puts the stroller, and I'll run a little bit, and we switch, right? Moving my body how I wanted to and getting the strength and resistance naturally with that stroller wagon, it's just the most amazing feeling. And what I'm saying is how sometimes we can be putting things off when we just need to pour into ourselves to actually get in the things that are going to help make our life easier. Because in that moment when I ordered the stroller wagon and then when it arrived and I went outside and tested it out, it made me think sometimes you have to invest in the things that make your life work. Not harder, not more complicated, but aligned. Because I wasn't lacking motivation
I wasn't even lacking discipline. I was just not set up in the right way. And this is the part that really stood out to me. When you invest in yourself the right way, it actually makes consistency easier, because now I want to go on walks. I know I can challenge myself. I know I'm getting my 10,000 steps when I go walking by the end of the day. I look forward to it. Like every day I'm like, yeah, I want to go. It fits into my life naturally. There's no resistance, and that's what a lot of us are missing. Sometimes we just need to get the right setup. We're trying to force consistency without creating an environment that supports it. And I've been noticing this in other areas of my life too, like in gardening. That brings me so much peace, being outside, planting, growing something with my hands. It fills me up. Walking fills me up. Taking care of my body, moving, building strength, that fills me up. I'm at a point where I'm realizing I'm allowed to invest in the things that bring me joy. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Another thing I can tell you about is like how I talked about, I'm working on delegating this year, pouring back into myself, like literally like doing the things that I really enjoy, making it intentionally my thing again. I also even started delegating homeschool lessons. Like, I used to create them because I have an education background. I taught for 4 years, and I'm like, okay, I could create their lessons. Cool. And it got to a point where I'm creating them. Yes, I can create them. But today I have bit the bullet. I was doing research for like over a year of curriculum, going back and forth. Like, does this work? Does this work? And I finally got to the point where I downloaded a sample of that curriculum. It was a free sample. I tried it out with my kids, and they loved it, and it just felt so much lighter. So I decided to invest in getting their curriculum. And now I'm like learning it's okay to invest in the things that we need. We don't have to do everything just because we can. I tell y'all, I don't really outsource, like, you know, home tasks, like what I can do. Like, I like to do my own nails, my hair, and I like to cut my husband and the kids' hair. Like, I just genuinely enjoy doing that. But the things that actually are on my mental load list, and delegating those things or making my life easier, setting it up where I'm not stressed, I 10 out of 10 recommend. If it's something that you've been debating, like, oh, for example, even if it's like, oh, I don't know if I should buy this for myself, you should get it. If you know it's gonna make you feel better or make your life a little easier, do it within reason. Because here's the truth I had to face. If I would buy something for my kids without hesitation, why am I second guessing doing the same for myself? Why am I delaying it? Why am I putting it off? So I had to shift my perspective. Instead of saying maybe later, I started saying no, let me move forward with it. Especially if I'm thinking about it, like even when we went to the Lego store the other day, and my son's been there talking about Legos for a moment. So we were like, okay, let's just go get the Legos. And then I saw this Lego set, and I was looking at it, contemplating, like, ooh, should I get this? Should I not get it? And my husband was like, well, are you going to use it? I said, honestly, I don't even know. I just like how it looks. And although I left the store without it, but my husband was like, if you change your mind, just know you can always go back and get it, or you can order it online. Like, it's not. And I'm like, yes, those are the kind of things that me and him are telling ourselves, like, just how we just got those Legos for them. If we want to get something for ourselves, let's do it. Don't keep delaying it, because if it's going to make you feel better, in a sense of like, if it's going to make you feel good with your either how you feel, how you look, whatever it is that's going to help you with your confidence or help your day go smooth, more smooth, then I'm always, this year I'm in the space saying do it, okay? Do it. And even if you do it and you're like, I don't know, that's okay, but you did it. So I've been taking this mindset into my next step, and I have a list of things that I'm investing in for my family and just for myself, because I want to get back to traveling. I want to experience more travel, y'all. I haven't been traveling as much, but I know it's a season for everything, right? And so I'm on a journey just like you, and I just wanted to share it with me. It was on my heart. So I want to ask you something before we close this out. What is something you've been putting off that would actually make your life easier? What is something that would bring you peace or help you stay consistent or support the version of you you're trying to become? Because it doesn't always require a big life change. Sometimes it's one decision, one investment, one shift. I want you to know you deserve to feel peace in your day. You deserve to be able to show up for yourself. Ultimately, you deserve to show up for yourself. And with that said, before we close out, I want to give you that reminder. If you are focusing on taking a simple pause so that you can keep going, because as moms are always taught to keep going, but the truth is pausing is what helps us reset, recharge, and come back stronger. Join the 7-Day Reset Challenge. It'll help you reset your rhythm, feel more in control of your day, and reconnect with yourself again. It starts May 4th. It's free. Just show up as you are. And the link is in the description. And until next episode, I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.